I appreciate that all three panel excellent presentation, as well as the insightful remark by Secretary General Greenspan, as well as that concise and clear presentation by Director. Thank you very much. I'm pleased to deliver this statement on behalf of Jaskins. Jaskins welcomed the Digital Economic Report 2024 on shaping on environmentally sustainable and inclusive digital future. The report provides a timely call to action and highlights many issues relevant to the policy priorities and international commitment of Jaskins members. As the world navigates the dual imperatives of digital transformation and climate action, the Digital Economy Report provides an insightful contribution to the global dialogue, especially on the need for a balanced approach to addressing the environmental footprint of digitalization. Digital technologies can play a pivotal role in advancing environmental goals by enabling more efficient resource use, improving energy efficiency, and driving innovative solutions for climate change mitigation and adaptation. However, as the report recognizes, there is work to be done to ensure potential gains are not constrained or counterbalanced by the direct and indirect environmental impacts of digitalization. The report assessment that many developing countries are in a double bind, experiencing limited benefit of digitalization and suffering high exposure to its negative environmental impacts is concerning. In particular, the report's assessment of the risk that least developed countries will fall behind in terms of both digital development and environmental sustainability unless we take action to address the unequal ecological exchange and the vulnerability faced by these countries. Mr. President, the report calls for digitally developed economies to devise and implement policies to reduce digitalization's environmental footprint, enable a circular digital economy, and enhance the capacity of developing countries, including LDC, to benefit from digitalization. Jaskins is committed to promoting better e-commerce practices, encouraging environmentally conscious consumer behavior, and improving the evidence for informed decision-making. We recognize UN Trade and Development's advocacy for an inclusive global governance framework and continued collaboration to enable policymakers to align their digital and environmental policies at all levels. This could make a valuable contribution to the global community's ability to address complex and interdependent global challenges. Jaskins also supports a multilateral and cross-sectoral approach to the work of international standard-setting bodies, and we would welcome consideration how we could enable this work through existing mechanisms. We note suggestions around incentivizing or requiring companies to undertake various investment activities, such as requiring businesses to partner with other businesses in supply chain. When operationalizing such recommendations, it is important to government to consider their obligation in the agreement on trade-related investment terms. For example, it prohibits conditioning the receipt of an advantage on certain specific types of requirement or restrictions. This could include, for example, requiring certain proportion of local content or to use specific local product to the exclusion of comparable foreign ones. We also have questions around how data governance and approaches to cross-border data flow are described in Chapter 3, particularly the focus on data centers. For example, we do not see supporting evidence for the link between building data centers within national borders and advancing policy objectives around protecting privacy, human rights, national security, and economic development. To this end, we would like to better understand the evidence base for this perspective. We would also note the emergence and existence of international organizations that enable the trust flow of data across borders, such as the Global Cross-Border Privacy Law, CBPR Forum. Mr. President, JASCANS commends UNCTAD for its leadership in highlighting the critical issue at the nexus of digitalization and environmental sustainability, and we look forward to continuing our engagement with UNCTAD and other international partners to advance this important agenda. JASCANS members stand ready to collaborate with the international community in shaping a future that benefits all countries and the people and leaves no one behind. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.